Look in your Bibles to the book of Galatians tonight, Galatians chapter number 6, and I will look here at a verse of scripture, and we're going to take a subject and kind of look at about three different verses tonight, and then we'll get done, let you go. But I appreciate you being in the house of God. Amen. I was going to tell you I had about a 15-point outline tonight and three or four poems, and we're going to do it all again. Amen. But I had to think you might handle that too good. Amen. But I am glad you're here. And I tell you, ain't it good always to gather with God's people in God's house? Amen. And I thank Him and I praise Him for this occasion, this time that we can assemble together. Galatians chapter 6, you're willing and able to stand tonight. Galatians chapter 6, and we're reading just verse number 2. Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 2. The Bible says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight one more time, the privilege, the opportunity had to assemble in your house. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of the Word of God. Oh, Father, I pray for just a little while. You touch these lips of clay. Help me had to preach exactly that which you bid me tonight. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us in learning and growing. Oh, Lord, I pray as we, at your people, may we love you more and love each other more and do more for you. I pray for that and it's lost tonight. I pray the Holy Ghost I convict and draw, and Lord, they'd be saved before it's everlasting too late. And Lord, everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Again, the Bible said in Galatians 6 and verse 2, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. I'm to preach just giving some biblical instruction tonight on this subject of burden bearing. Burden bearing. Now, you know as well as I do, you've been saved any length of time, there are burdens that we all must bear. There are things that'll come your way, unexpected things. My friend, that'll put great pressure upon you. Maybe even make your mind become weary, your body have become weary. But yet tonight, I'm glad that for the child of God, there is help in the Lord. Amen. Now, I thought about three verses and three different things about burden bearing tonight, and I want to give those to you. First of all, according to our verse we read, some burdens we share. Some burdens we share. For the Bible said, bear ye one another's burden. Hey, we are here as the family of God. We make up the church of the living God. And I said this a lot lately to individuals, and I want to stress it to all of us tonight. You really do need a church family. Amen. Hey, you say, I can do it. I can make it. I'm telling you, somewhere in life, by yourself, you're going to need another brother or sister in Christ who will come along and help share your burden. I try to help you as you journey for God. Oh, this word bear there is an interesting word. It means to lift. It means how to sustain, to uphold. It means to take up with the hands or take up in order to carry. It also means this, to put upon oneself or how to carry, be ready how to carry. Hey, others around us do have burdens just like we do. Amen. Hey, I'm glad for words of encouragement. I'm glad for a text message. I'm glad for folk that get along with God and pray and lift my name up before God. Hey, I'm glad for the saints of God who help share our load in this thing. I don't know what I'd do without the local church. My family can tell you this. I'm not saying nothing I've not said to them in private, but I've tried to instruct my children and remind them everything we have is because of the local church. Amen. Hey, I live of the gospel. That's right. That's biblical for the man of God. You take care of us. You supply financial for us. And I appreciate that. Everything I have is because of the church. Amen. Hey, and you know what? We're here for each other. I need you and you need me. And you even need that one you might not think you really need. Amen. Because it just maybe not just time yet for you to find out how much you really need them. Amen. Sometimes we think, well, I can handle it. And there's some things we'll look at that you do have to handle by yourself. But when life gets overwhelming, I'm glad for the local church where we can assemble together and pray together and look in the Word of God together and help each other along the journey. Oh, friend, I hope you don't take for granted the local church. Amen. I hope you understand how blessed you really are sitting right here at Gateway. You're in a place where the Word of God's believed. Amen. We don't say, well, maybe it said this or maybe it didn't. That ain't what we do here. We declare boldly what thus saith the Lord. He said everything that he meant, and he meant everything that he said. Amen. I have no trouble believing that children of Israel crossed through the Red Sea. It wasn't the Reed Sea, it was the Red Sea. Why? The Bible said so. Amen. If you say, well, these other doctors said, it don't matter what Dr. Bottlestopper says. The Bible said, and that's all that matters. Amen. But we really need church. We grow here. I'm going to tell you, the majority of the mile markers in my Christian life have been set up at the house of God. Amen. Now, there's some things, yes, God's done for me in the secret place and in my own personal Bible study in teaching me and helping me. But I'm telling you, those major mile markers in my life that I look back on, Brother Dallas, are from the church. Amen. Hey, I'm glad for Sunday school teachers I had. From the time I was a youngster, through the teenage years and through my adult life, I'm glad that they opened to me the Word of God. You know, they was good. They were sharing in my burden. Amen. Hey, that teacher loves you enough. They prayed and they studied and they're trying to help share your load. Amen. Hey, as a preacher, I try to share your load the best I can. Oh, yeah. The Bible let us know that there's some burdens that we share. I thought about this as you studied the scripture. I mentioned one on Wednesday night about Aquila and Priscilla. The Bible said in Romans 16 and verse 3, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. I'm glad for some helpers. I mean that. I appreciate folk that pray. I appreciate the amen folk. Oh, yeah. Now, see, I was raised in the generation where we had an amen corner. You say, was that a literal corner? It really was. The men would gather up on the front row and run out of the road. They'd get them a chair and set it out there. And if the preacher said, turn the Bible, the book of Luke, one of them would say, thank God for Brother Luke. That's right. Well, if the preacher began to get choked up, one of them would holler, bless him, Lord. Another one say, loose him, Holy Ghost. Help him tonight. Amen. Hey, thank God they're sharing the burden. Amen. That's why I appreciate folk that say amen. And you notice when I'm not preaching, I'm doing my fair sharing of amening. Oh, yeah. I know how I need some help. And I sure want to help the men of God as they preach. Amen. Hey, we find we can share by being a helper. Boy, thank God for helpers. Amen. Hey, not on that, but let me say this. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, Paul talked about another crowd, the house of Stephanus. Here's what he said about them and some others. He said, for they have refreshed my spirit. Man, there have been some times when folk did not know. I'm honest with you. And I'm not as good as I used to be. I'm getting a little age and it's maybe a little harder to kind of disguise how I feel sometimes, but I try to never let you really know. You got troubles yourself. So when I come to church, I smile. And I try to encourage and try to have a kind word to say. But can I say I'm glad God's put some of that same crowd in my life that had come by and has refreshed me. Amen. Hey, there's some folk I owe a lot to them. They don't know what they did in a word or a prayer or a shout. They'll never know till we get to heaven. What are they doing? They're refreshing. You know, there are some folk refresh you by just being around them. That's right. They got a good spirit about them. Amen. Hey, we know, yes, there are those that have the Eeyore spirit. You know, I'm so happy. Amen. We know they're there. We know they're right. But thank God for those that refresh us by just being around us. Amen. What are you doing? You're sharing a burden. Amen. Do you understand that's what we did in giving this morning? Hey, Angie and Keith, they're facing a battle, their life, and friend, the outcome as far as naturally looking is not good. But you know what we did this morning? We were sharing. Amen. You know what happens every time we give prayer requests and we gather either in the prayer room or at the altar? What do we do? We are sharing their burdens. Amen. Oh, friend, thank God. He said, bear ye one another's burdens, those weights. Now, that word burden in verse 2 is an interesting word, for it does mean a weight. It means trouble. It means a load. Have you ever come to church and all the weight of the world was on you? Amen. You come in and the month was longer than the money. Amen. We've all done it one time or another. We've had days where we didn't want to get out of the bed, but we came on anyhow. That's right. You know what? We were weighted down. We had burdens upon us. Hey, sometimes it's a family situation. Sometimes it's a job situation. But we come in heavy laden and, oh, we're burdened down sometimes. We can share that. I like an old song the Primitive Quartet used to do years ago. Said, if you'll move over just a little bit, I'll help you bear your load. Amen. Hey, that's what we're here to do. We're not an island to ourselves. We are a part of the family of God. Oh, but Jesus said, the world know we're his disciples. How, preacher? Because we love one another. That love distinguishes us. You see, we love even if someone cannot give back. Amen. We share a load even though that person may never be able to help us if we were there. Amen. But some burdens we share. Let me say number 2. Some burdens we shoulder. Because look on down in this chapter in Galatians 6. Galatians chapter 6 verse 5. For every man shall bear his own burden. Now that word bear is the same word of verse 2. But the word burden is not the same. In verse number 2, again, that word burdens means weight, trouble, or load. Well, the word burden in verse 5 means a task or service. Now, understand something right here. Now, you say, preacher, that's a contradiction. He said, bear one of them. They said, then every man have to bear their own burden. There's no contradiction. Because here's an illustration. Here's an illustration. I'm the pastor. You pray for me. You're sharing the burden. You come in to help. You say amen. Those things share. But you know what? There are some things you cannot do for the burden God's put on me for pastoring. What do you mean, preacher? Here it is. I can come in here Wednesday night after spending Monday and Tuesday and all day Wednesday not opening my Bible, not praying myself, not having anything ready, and then walk in and say, now they prayed, now God's going to give me the outline. Do you think that work? It won't be nothing. There'll be nothing to give. Someone say, well, preachers don't need to study. They just get up and God will fill their mouth. If a man don't study, he'll fill his mouth, but it'll just be hot air. Amen. Hey, you cannot study to get the messages. You can't do, you can pray, God, help me, and you're sharing. But that part of the burden, though, of getting that message, that's me. I got to bear my own burden. Can I say something? That's daddy's just a minute. We have a responsibility to take care of our families. Amen. Hey, we're supposed to provide. And a man that's too sorry to work, listen, friend, he'll answer to God. Amen. Hey, you say, preacher, I'm in between jobs. Having trouble. That's one thing. But it's another thing to be too lazy to work. Amen. I will say this. I ain't preached it here yet, but I have preached it days gone by. The church is not the welfare office. It really ain't. You'll not find in this Bible where we're supposed to take care of the world with finances. It's not in there. Matter of fact, it's even distinguished who we're supposed to help in the church. That's right. Hey, friend, we find that there are some things, some burdens, we just have to bear them. Now listen, I have met some people who really love to work. It ain't a put on. I know some that are going to find them dead at work because they work so much. I have a friend, and he's not a preacher, but he's like a brother to me. That man works. He can't be still for one moment, hardly. They're going to find him dead working one day. That's how he is. But you know what? He makes sure that family's took care of, and he goes out of his way to help somebody else that's in need. That's right. But you know why he does? He knows it's his place. It's his place to provide for. It's my place to provide for my family. Hey, I said the other night, I'm going to say it one more time. I have been bivocational pastored before. I have done that. I will do that if I ever came to that place. But I'm thankful I can be full time, yes, at church. But listen, I have a responsibility to make sure my family's, their needs are met. It ain't all about their wants, but their needs to be met. Amen. Hey, we don't always eat steak. Sometimes it's poor man's steak. Know what that is, don't you? Bologna. Amen. Sometimes they fix it on the oven, make it squeal. Amen. Still got some pig squeal in it. Amen. Hey, been on both sides of that. But you know what? We ate. Amen. Hey, well, it's amazing. We do with our food, we do with our clothing. We say we don't have nothing to wear and a closet slap full. We got a pantry full of stuff. We ain't got nothing to eat. As long as you have beanie weenies, you got food. Amen. Hey, but you know what? We're just saying that I can't find what I really want. Amen. A lot of folk, we've not been real hungry in times of our life. Maybe didn't have as much. We didn't get overloaded with food, but we did have something to eat. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying some burdens we shoulder. There's responsibility. Hey, at work, you don't get paid for sitting there doing nothing. At least you ain't supposed to. Amen. They hired you to work. By the way, a Christian ought to be the best employee there is in the place. They ought to be able to look at you and say, they'll do it, let's give it to them. Say amen. Work is not a bad word. Say amen, not your head. Amen. Some burdens we just have to bear. Some burdens we share. Let me say number three, listen to this. There are also, third thing, some burdens we shift. What do you mean, preacher? Look over at 1 Peter chapter 5. Here's what the Bible said in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. He said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. There's some burdens that no one can even help us share. And there's some burdens we cannot even shoulder ourselves, but we can shift them. Amen. We can take them off us and put them on him. Amen. Hey, I promise you this. When it gets to the place you can't, he can. Amen. Casting all you care. Why? He cares for you. Somebody said that's rolling. You can word it however you want to word it. But I'm going to tell you this. When you can't, he can.
Amen. Hey, I mentioned to you back in December, I'll remind you of this, where in Isaiah, he said the government shall be upon his shoulder. Just one. He left the other one open to have you bring your cares and bring you and just climb up there. Amen. Hey, when we can't share the burden, when we can't shoulder the burden, we can shift the burden. Amen. Aren't you glad you've got a God that cares? I look at all the other religions in this world and I feel sorry for them. I'm not mean to them. I feel sorry for them. Because their God just keeps saying, do. And he never does nothing. You ever thought about that? Our God doesn't tell us to die. He wants us to live. He said, I died so you can live. But these other gods are saying, you need to die. Or you need to offer somebody, they need to die. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. The God, the true and living God, he is a God that you can cast your cares on tonight. Oh, yeah. Hey, many times in that secret place, heartbroken, burdened down, knowing others have been praying. They've done what they can, and I've tried to do what I can. But, oh, when it gets beyond what we can do, I'm glad we can shift it and put it on him tonight. Oh, I don't know where you are in your Christian life, but thank God for the believers that help share our burden. And thank God we can shoulder some things ourselves. But thank God there's a God in heaven that cares enough we can put it on him. I'm telling you, I'm just like you. I found over and over again, God supplying in some miraculous ways. God using sources I never dreamed he could use. Amen. I know one time in a financial thing I was praying about, and man, I was praying, asking God, and we got a check in the mail from this particular company, and we're talking a few years before, two or three, and said, you overpaid, and here it is back. You say, was God late? No, it wasn't. It was right there when we needed it. Amen. Hey, I'm just telling, that's the kind of God we serve. He does really, really care. Amen. Hey, tonight, let's love one another more. Let's try to encourage one another more than we ever have. These are the last days. They ain't a doubt. Brother Ronnie, we're in the home stretch. And I don't want to see a fellow believer fall. I want to encourage him. If I need to help him, I want to help him. Amen. And I will say this, back in that chapter 6 of Galatians, talked about restoring those that have fallen. Hey, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. Now, listen to me. As we serve God together, there really is strength in numbers. We need one another. But then again, there's things we have to bear ourselves, yes. You know, there's some things God's going to put on you, and what he's doing, he's working on you. And it'll be where nobody else can share it. That's right. Because he's using that to mold you and help you. Amen. And then when it's the right time and it gets more than you can, then you can shift it, put it on him. Amen. Hey, burden bearing. Some burdens we share, some burdens we shoulder, and some burdens we shift. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad for the Lord Jesus and the local church? What a blessing to know him and to have brothers and sisters in Christ around you. Sometime, and I'm going to tell you one more time, I'm going to drive you crazy telling you this. I'm going to tell you a million more times before we get out of here in the rapture. We're going to need each other. We're going to need each other. Don't alienate yourself from the church. I don't care how bad it's getting. Don't alienate yourself from the local church. You're going to need them. Amen. And how do you have friends? What's the Bible say about having friends? You got to show yourself what? Friendly. Let's keep that in mind too. That'll help us. Father, thank you for the word of God tonight. Lord, I've tried to deliver what you told me to. Lord, I know there are Christians right here tonight. They're carrying some heavy loads. We got folk facing surgery. We've got folk that have come through times of bereavement. We've got folk here that have got all kinds of difficulties that are going on in their life. Lord, we ask you to help them today because you know exactly what they need and how they need it. Lord, help us to love one another as we love you. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed just a moment. Is there someone here say, preacher, I'm lost. Pray for me tonight. Anybody? I'm not saved, preacher. Let me talk to you. They're saved just a moment. I dare say we've all got burdens and we've got needs. But I'm glad we could share it and folk will pray. By lifting your hand, say, preacher, there's a burden on my heart. Amen. Amen. Could I encourage you as we stand tonight? We'll sing, but could I encourage you not to stay in your pew? But would you slip out and come bow around the altar? You may know somebody here in the church family tonight that's needing somebody to lift them up. Now, we can share it with all the church, all the church can pray, but boy, if God's burdened you for them, I'd step out on and pray for them. It's good for families to pray together. It's good. It's good to, at Sunday school classes, share a load together. It's good that the church shares a load together. But could be here tonight, the load you've got, we can't share and you can't shoulder. And maybe you just need to come cast it on the Lord tonight. Now, if you can't kneel, come sit on one of these front pews. You can't get out and walk the aisle right there in your pew. Cast it on him. I'm glad the Lord's mindful of us while we sing tonight. Folk are praying.